Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something to say that I want to share with you. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, things that I'd like to talk to you about. And today I want to talk about fear. I want to talk about the arch enemy of fear, and I'm going to tell you what it is. It's performance. You know, anybody who's contemplated forsaking the perceived, if not real, security of employment in order to start a small business, anybody who's done that has come face to face with and overcome the greatest of all business challenges, the fear of failure. I've felt it. You felt it. We all have. It's part of the process, isn't it? Countless would-be entrepreneurs have discontinued their self-employment pursuits for fear of losing too much. The risk just being too great. Everybody knows that. But if you push through those trepidations and, against all odds, became a small business owner anyway, like I did, like you did, if you did all that, You know that wasn't the last time you would experience fear. Indeed, fear is so much a part of being a business owner that in time, we recognize and accept fear as something that can be quite handy. That's right. Fear can be handy. I'm not talking about paralyzing fear, like when you're ignorant of how to prevent or recover from danger, but rather the kind of fear that helps you seek excellence. I'm going to say that again. The kind of fear that helps you seek excellence by motivating you to become more aware, knowledgeable, more capable, more prepared, more decisive, and more, therefore, all of those things together, more effective. Remember these two things about fear. First, fear is a shapeshifter. It's capable of appearing in many forms. And two, successful entrepreneurs learn how to recognize and deal with fear in all of its shapes. Let's look at some of the manifestations of fear. And I will follow that by what each one of them might sound like. Because, you know, fear, when you feel fear, there's something causing that. And I'm going to talk about what it sounds like, what those things sound like. First on the list is the name I've given to that first challenge mentioned earlier, the entrepreneur's fundamental fear. This is the fundamental fear. What if I can't cut it as an owner? This is that fear of losing too much, the fear of failure, right? I call it the entrepreneur's fundamental fear. What if I can't cut it as an owner? You've had that fear. I've had that fear. This is unremitting, cold sweat, cotton mouth, mother of all fears in all in its default entrepreneurial shape. This is the fear in its default entrepreneurial shape. What if I can't cut it as an owner? And it remains the most abiding throughout the entire continuum of ownership. As long as you own the business, you're gonna have that fear. Now let's talk about some of the other forms of fear. Terror. Here's what it sounds like. What if I'm buying the wrong business? How about that? Fright. Well, here's what fright sounds like. What if I order all this stuff and nobody buys it? You felt that, haven't you? I have. Panic. What does panic sound like? What if my pricing for this bid is too high or worse? Oh, my God, worse. What if it's too low? What's worse than getting a bid? Underbidding the bid, right? And dread. I hate it. Here's what dread sounds like. I hate it when I have to fire an employee. And, of course, trepidation sounds like this. I need a business loan, but what if the bank turns me down? When you're thinking about making a request for a loan, you tell yourself that. What if they turn me down? And then anxiety. Anxiety sounds like, how will I ever be able to compete with the big box competitors? And, of course, finally, shock. What do you mean our best customer signed a contract with a competitor? Those are all fear elements. Those are all examples, forms of fear. Even though you can never really eliminate fear, you can minimize it, but you have to do that through performance. But performance only happens when you use the fear-fighting tools, and they are awareness, knowledge, experience, training, planning, preparedness, decisiveness, and execution. These are the fear-fighting tools. This is making sure that you've got these things, you've done these things, you've done the reps, you've done the training, you've done the planning, you've prepared, you've studied to be knowledgeable, you've got, as I said, you've done the reps of the experiences. You made the decisions when they need to be made, and you executed. If you want to minimize fear, you can't eliminate it, but if you want to minimize fear so you can deal with the next challenge, the next alligator coming at you, you have to have the fear-fighting tools. Successful entrepreneurs aggregate these tools to give them courage, confidence, and increasingly justification for believing in themselves. You've heard me talk about this many times before. The thing that kept me going whenever I thought all was lost, when everything else let me down, my company let me down, my bank let me down, my customers let me down, I thought everybody had let me down. The one thing that kept me going was I believed in myself. And it was because I'd found some way to have courage, confidence, and justification for doing that. Armed with the fear-fighting tools, fear becomes manageable and a productive stimulus that can create opportunity. But if you don't possess and deploy these tools I mentioned earlier, the fear you feel probably is well-founded and actually giving you good advice. The only way to make sure your fear is a motivator and not an immobilizer is through performance. And small business performance only happens when you're armed with the fear-fighting tools. Fear-fighting tools replace fear with its archenemy, performance. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. I'm building love down in Mexico.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.